most Americans get it. You have to be prepared for the unknown, whether it's weather related or if it's some type of doomsday situation. You've got to have all of the supplies on hand to survive. And well, it's going mainstream these days. Even Glenn Beck is talking about what you need to survive in case of these situations do take place. Let's take a listen.
For 2 weeks, you need 15 gallons of water per person. That's 1 gallon person per day. For 2 weeks, you need 23,000 calories per person. That's 1,500 calories per person per day. For fire, you need lighters, matches, fire starters, light, flashlights, candles, lanterns, heating and cooling, indoor heater, extra blankets, USB-powered fan, shelter, Beyond Home tarps for improvised shelter if you need to move. Medical, create a list of the medical supplies that your family needs. There's also a list that you can look up and start with. Links provided at glennbeck.com. When it comes to hygiene, wet wipes, sanitizer, camp soap, communications, this is my summer project. Learn and get licensed on a ham radio or grab a one-way NOAA radio. Power, get spare batteries, rechargers, invest in a solar charger. Tools, axe, shovel, work gloves, wrenches, zip ties, duct tape, self-defense, guns and ammo, cash. This one's difficult. Store as much as you can affordably keep and reasonably keep. But I would think more of bartering items. Alcohol. That's not only going to be a lot of alcoholics that need alcohol and will pretty much trade you anything for it, but also it is a pain relief substitute. Cigarettes, precious metals, anything that people would trade for.
We've been telling you this on this show. Everything Glenn just told you, we've been warning you guys about. These are the things you need on hand just in case something does happen. And again, it's not just a doomsday situation. We're talking about weather situations. I've been in several of these, in hurricanes. Even in New York, where you'd expect a hurricane not to take place during Hurricane Sandy, I needed supplies. I couldn't get out of my home. We were blocked in. And well, we had to survive with what we had. Joining me to discuss all of this is Jason Nelson. He is the co-founder of BriannaMeat.com. Jason, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time and love having you on as always.
Brianna, thank you for having me. You know, watching Glenn Beck, I think that maybe Glenn Beck has been watching my interviews and your show as well. And maybe he's just copying from us because I see he's cutting a little bit short on some of the areas there. But these are the same things we've been talking about. And as you pointed out, it really isn't about a doomsday scenario. Really what this is about is us understanding that we've become very reliant on our first world comforts. And we sort of have an expectation of a quality of life and we'd like to maintain it. And for many people during, especially as recently as the COVID response and the lockdowns and the effect that had on the supply chain, it made people begin to understand what kind of comforts they expect. That, you know, comfort is in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It isn't just about basic survival. It's about sitting here and finding a middle zone where when you know you're in a temporary emergency, a temporary break from being able to get access to the normal things you would want in your life, that you'd be able to have a sense of comfort in your life that you could continue to have the lifestyle that you're used to. And it's very interesting to watch, as they say, prepping go mainstream, because everything Glenn Beck had on there is the same thing that people just used to have in their homes. And I don't know when we moved away from that exactly, but these are just normal emergency items. And it's just Americans have become very used to the idea of ordering things and having them the next day. Conveniently, we also do that at BriannaMeat.com. We ship it out the very next day. However, in an emergency, you're going to want to have things. And again, as you said, an emergency could, I mean, look, New York just had an earthquake this morning, and I recognize it wasn't that large, but it doesn't take that large of an earthquake to shut down the power in New York City. And if you live in New York City and you're sitting here thinking, well, we'll have access to food, I don't think maybe you understand the limitations of the supply chain, and maybe you need to be a little bit more self-sufficient if you want to do something other than survive on gruel for weeks at a time.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. Also, we're seeing, you know, sadly, we saw that bridge collapse in Baltimore, and that's another supply chain issue that I'm sure they're going to feel on the East Coast pretty soon. And so it's really important to have supplies just in case these situations happen. I mean, I talk about it, I just spoke about it a little briefly, but hurricanes is the big moment where a lot of Americans realize, you know, the government's not coming to save me if something does happen. And so you do need a supply on hand. There were so many people, even during Hurricane Katrina, who needed to be able to survive and provide for themselves for over a week because the government didn't have water. They didn't have food coming their way. And so it's so important to prepare for that. I think we just need to keep echoing that to the American people because, well, like you said, it's been a luxury recently. We just keep getting things just mailed to us, one day shipping with Amazon and other services. And so you kind of become spoiled. I want to talk about also, you mentioned New York City. I live in an apartment, so storage is limited for me. So I need to just be a little bit mindful of that. And I'm building my supply. I talk about it quite often of things that I need. You know, Glenn Beck spoke about the solar paddle chargers. I've got those. I've got other things where you could wind them up for flashlights, and that works too. That's how you charge it. I've got water. I've also got my prepper meats now, thanks to you guys over at BriannaMeat.com, where I've got my supply. And that's why it's so important, because number one, it doesn't take up that much space. The bags are relatively small, but when you rehydrate your products, your meat products, your beef products, you literally don't even taste the difference. You don't even realize that you're not eating meat that just freshly came out of the oven. It tastes exactly the same. And it's great because, well, I don't have a lot of storage, so I store it in my closet. And those who live in cities, this is something that's a great product, a great option for them to consider. Jason, why else do you think people who live in maybe cities or other areas where they're limited on storage space, that this is something that they should consider as well?
Well, I think what you want to do is take a look at the types of foods that are going to be available and the types of things that we call quote unquote survival food. Let's get past your MREs, which we know are just filled with all sorts of things you don't want inside your body. But when you look at a lot of what's out there, and I'm not knocking any particular company, but they just put the word survival on there because that's what it is. You're just going to survive. You know, it's oatmeal, it's cheesy rice, it's something of that nature. I don't know what taco flavored beef crumbles are. Again, 1,500 cows in now, and I've never seen a beef crumble on any animal, so we'll go with that. But the idea that you could sit here and have, again, the same quality food, the food you expect, you don't want to move. You know, people take care of themselves. They sit here and they look at their body as what it is. It's a temple. It's what's supposed to sustain you. And why during an emergency, the time when you would need your strength, the time when you would need to keep up your morale, why would that be the time you would choose to lower the quality of food that you're intaking into your body? The beauty of our product is not only is it sous vide and shelf stable, so it's just so easy for you to rehydrate, but more importantly, it's a blank slate. If you look at it, the ingredients are beef. That's it. You know, we hand carve this for you. It's prime Texas cattle, and what you have there is something that's a blank slate for you to be able to pair with the things you already have, the canned goods you have, maybe even other foods that you've been able to grow in your own home. Even in apartments, people are doing small gardens. And this is just this concept of you being able to be self-sufficient, self-reliant, have more control of what is happening in your life, but more importantly, to maintain a lifestyle that you're used to be able to eat the foods that you want to eat to maintain your body. Again, it's a temple, and I wouldn't eat McDonald's during the week. So why would I want to sit here and eat the equivalent when I'm in an emergency situation?
Yeah, and you're going to want quality proteins, and that's exactly what this is. You spoke about how lean the product is. You guys do a great job at, you know, I have the video of me when I was making the product myself and just rehydrating the meat. It's lean. You're not getting fat. You're not getting all of that filler. You're literally getting the best of the protein possible from this beef product. We have other cuts of meat that I want to bring our attention to. Like, you guys have filet mignons, you guys got the New York strips, you guys got the best cuts available on your website right now for Americans. And here's the thing, right? So we're talking about building a supply. I'm doing it here in my home. I'm slowly building up my supply. You guys offer a great service, and it's the subscription service. So right now, just for listening to this right now, folks, Jason's going to be giving you guys 25% off, and that's just temporary. So you can use Brie25 to get 25% off. The sale price is already on BriannaMeat.com. But if you subscribe, you also get 10%. And that's so important here. Jason, I want to talk about the subscription side of all of this. Why is it so important for those who are considering kind of preparing and slowly building up their supply to go with the subscription side of all of this?
So I think whether you are and I don't like using this word, but if you're a sort of a doomsday prepper, or if you're on the side of you've built a homestead, but you don't have the access to the animal proteins that you know you're going to need to sustain you, all the way down to whether or not you're just living in an apartment in New York City and you want to be able to look out and say, hey, if there's a 2-week emergency, if there's an extended supply chain issue, like you just mentioned in Baltimore, 3% of our nation's import exports impacted immediately. This is an opportunity where you can turn around and say, hey, look, I don't need to make a large commitment up front. It's something that I could turn around and just make a subscription. And by the way, this is a huge opportunity because I found out from our market team, I said, wait a minute, if people use this code BREE25 and they get 25% off right now, but then they go use the subscription, they get 10% off as well. And they said, yes. And I said, well, how long does that last? And they said, well, that's as long as they keep their subscription. So actually this is an opportunity because we did this sale in particular. We moved to a new branding and we have all of our old branding and we just wanted to use up those bags. And I said, hey, how can we do that? Let's do a fire sale. Be a great opportunity to get our product in Americans' hands earlier. And this is an opportunity to expand on that when you go use promo code BREE25 at checkout. But if you go use the subscription model, you get that extra 10% on top of that. So it's a huge savings. It's a huge opportunity to make a commitment that when you say, you know, as Glenn Beck was pointing out in that video, when you think about the caloric intake of your family and you think about just what it means to have, you know, a full supply of food, there's 12 servings per bag. And when we say servings, we mean adult servings. And as you pointed out, we can't freeze dry fat. So it's just beef. So it's a genuine serving. But when you think about what you might need in the case of an emergency and you start thinking, well, gosh, I'm going to need, you know, 20, 30 bags of this in order to be able to maintain our quality of life. It's an easy way for you to sit here and make that commitment, get the extra savings, and then turn around and be able to put, you know, get peace of mind. It's like insurance for your family, food insurance.
I love that. And I think it's a great option. I know so many of our audience have taken advantage of it. You know, we talk about it all the time, but I hear back from them and they're starting to build their supply up as well. And I think it's important. I think everyone should really be considering that because you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, I just saw, also I was watching local news yesterday, another report come up for one of the local colleges here in Florida saying that they think that this is going to be a high when it comes to hurricanes. I believe that they said that they believe we're going to have over 29 storms in the waters underneath us coming up, not potentially hitting Florida directly, all 29, but they will be threatening Florida and other states as well. So it's important to understand that we are entering these times and we have to start building up our supply. And I love the fact that now, just because it's you guys have new packaging, so you're still getting the same product. It's fresh. It's not like you're, you know, recycling older ones. Yeah, it's just the packaging that you guys are looking to use up. So it's great because it's a great option. I love it. I think it's amazing that you can get the 25% off with BREE25. Plus the 10% off for subscribing. You also get free shipping. It's an offer literally no one can turn down right now. And so we're so thankful for that. Jason, before we head out, do you have anything else you want to tell our audience?
I think you just touched on a great point. I just want to reassure people. When we say that we have this, we literally mean, I'm not going to throw, we are conservationists. We work very hard to buy American-made products and make sure our supply chain is vertically integrated to be domestically based and ensure that we're only supporting American companies. So when we say this, we genuinely mean we just have boxes of bags that we're going through and it's not an old product. So I wanted to be clear. We can barely keep it on the shelf in the first place. So it's just a great opportunity for people to be prepared. You know, we're excited about being at the level of transparency that we've been able to show as we've built this company, that people can begin to, you know, trust that the product itself is something that we would feed to our families and something that we would sustain our families with. And so we know that as that extended out, we feel very proud of that and we have a sense of responsibility. And we're just very excited about this opportunity to expand the reach that we have right now. And thank you so much for continuing doing all you can to help prepare Americans.
Well, thank you, Jason. And I want to remind our audience too, your products last up to 25 years. So potentially 25 years. So again, folks, you're not buying for something that might happen next year. You're buying this for the long run. And so it's a great time to use promo code BREE25 and then get that extra 10% off when you subscribe. And then you get free shipping too. This is really an offer you can't turn down. So head over to briannameet.com, take a look at the website, and then see if you're interested in the subscription service. I highly recommend it. I think it's amazing. Thank you, Jason, for your time. I know you're very, very busy, but we love it when you come speak to our audience. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to patriotmobile.com right now, take a look at their plans, and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.